大家好，我是 Jenny，
我是 Grace。
今天我们要讲的主题是我不舒服，我生病了。昨天 Grace 有点偏头痛，
对，
那现在好一点了没有？
我吃了药，然后我早睡，
所以现在觉得好了一点，
有一点好。
我们来听一听看这个人他为什么不舒服。
你的脸色看起来不太好，你还好吗？
我的肚子疼得不得了。
你是吃了什么？
昨天半夜我和朋友出去吃宵夜，我吃了一碗牛肉面，我们还点了一些小菜，喝了一些啤酒。
我想你昨天吃的宵夜把肚子吃坏了。
有可能，我觉得他们的小菜有点不新鲜，我吃的时候就觉得他们凉拌黄瓜味道有点奇怪。
不新鲜那你还吃？
哎呀，我后悔极了，当时我太饿了。
看你这么不舒服，你最好去看一下医生。
你可以帮我预约吗？
你不用预约了，你现在就去看急诊吧。
你的脸色看起来不太好，你还好吗？
You don't look so well. Are you okay?
看起来好像，看起来不太好，好像不太好，是一样的。
So seems like not really, seems like not completely.
看起来你也可以说，哦，你看起来很酷，这件衣服看起来很漂亮。
Looks like, looks very nice.
The clothing looks very nice.
我们也可以说
听起来，yes, 听起来。Okay, 听起来，这本书听起来很有意思。
好。
Yeah.
So seems like,Sounds like, looks like.
我的肚子疼得不得了。
I have a terrible stomach ache.
疼, you can say 痛 or 疼. Both means,
yes. Both of them have that separate sound.
Yes. 疼. 在南方的人说痛比较多。People live in the south, 痛。北方 more 疼。
疼。
都可以疼或痛。所以你说肚子疼。肚子痛、how do you say?
Hand. 手。
手疼，手痛。
头。
头疼，头痛。对。那疼得不得了。It just so hurt.
Extremely.
Extremely hurt. Like, 疼死了。
Right. In English, we do say this to death. I'm so hungry, I could die.
Yes.
You know, but in Chinese, it's...
我疼死了，我痛死了。Right, to death.痛极了。This is all extremely painful. You can say 我很痛、很 very、
yeah,
但是
kind of
痛极了就是非常非常的痛。
Ouch.
你是吃了什么？
What did you eat?
你是吃什么？你也可以说你吃什么，但是这里加强就是说你是吃了什么。
What exactly? What is the thing?
Emphasize them. 昨天半夜我和朋友出去吃宵夜。
Last night at midnight, I went out to eat a snack with some friends.
So here, Chinese, the time we put before the sentence or after the subject. 你可以说昨天半夜我和朋友，或是说我昨天半夜和朋友出去吃宵夜。
So as long as they're kind of...They can be sandwiched at the front in either order.
宵夜，什么是宵夜？
Some midnight snack. Here in the US, I'd say anything that I can grab out of the fridge or the pantry, chips, something of that nature. However,
in China or Taiwan, there's a lot of 宵夜。我很喜欢吃牛肉面、馄饨面、
饺子。
对，那个也是宵夜。所以在中国，在台湾有好多好多好吃的。这里只有
对，没有那么多地方你可以出去吃东西。
对，我吃了一碗牛肉面，还点了一些小菜，喝了一些啤酒。
I ate a bowl of beef noodles, and I also ordered some side dishes and drank some beer.
Okay, so 他吃了牛肉面，我最喜欢吃牛肉面。
我的外公最喜欢吃，
我爸爸也很喜欢吃牛肉面。他这里还点了一些小菜，这边叫做 appetizer.
Yes, in America, I feel like our small side dishes are more like appetizers.
嗯哼，对，我们叫做小菜，像有豆腐干、海带丝、小青菜，放在一盘一盘的小碟子里面，那个叫做小菜，也是可以叫做开胃菜。我想你昨天吃的宵夜把肚子吃坏了。
I think the midnight snack you ate caused your stomach pain.
把肚子吃坏了。我想这个把这个字很有意思，你可不可以解释一下？
好。So, 把 is very complicated, so we're gonna take a break here and focus on this word because it is very complicated to explain because it's not exactly something that we use in English. So,What is our typical sentence structure? Subject, verb, object. So can you give us a sentence? Subject, verb, object.
妈妈握着笔。
Okay, so here's the 握着。Mm-hmm. So mom is grasping the pen. Now, we're going to insert 把, and this is going to change our structure. So now we have a 把 structure.
So we'll be 妈妈把笔握着。
Okay, so we're switching here.So now it's going to be subject, 把, then it's going to be object, then verb. So can you say that one more time?
妈妈把笔握着。
So this allows you to now add more because now we're ending the sentence with a verb, which is kind of strange, kind of uncomfortable. So without this word 把, we are unable to end with a verb. So this allows us to expand at the end of the verb,With more detail. A sentence, please.
他把电话放在我的皮包。
All right. So she is taking. So again, take is a great way to describe the word 把, to take or to grab something. So she took the purse.
他把电话。
No, she took the phone. Repeat this.
放在
To put it inside
我的皮包
my purse. Mm-hmm. So we are extending this verb thing, not just stopping and saying the phone is in the bag. We're saying she took the phone and put it in the bag.
The purse.
Yes. 搞不定。
我想她还在头痛，她有偏头痛。
All right. So this is a way that 把 this is a quick little short way to show you how 把 works and how you can use it.
他把就是宵夜把他的肚子吃坏了。
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test.That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
So, and ba describes something that gives you a result or the influence of. So, the influence of this bad food or the result of this bad food has given you stomach pain.
解释得很好，非常棒，非常好，
谢谢。好，
有可能。我觉得他们的小菜有点不新鲜。
It's possible. I think that their side dishes weren't fresh.
他们的小菜，这里是指他们餐厅的小菜，所以你不用说那个餐厅，你可以把那个餐厅拿掉。他们的小菜有点不新鲜，所以他很客气，他没有说很不新鲜，他有一点，他有点怀疑，看着。
Wondered,
yeah, not sure.
Not going to be like aggressive and
yes,
they did this. It could be possibly.
对，他就在猜，有一点点不新鲜。 我吃的时候就觉得他们的凉拌黄瓜味道有点奇怪。
When I ate them, I felt like their cucumber salad tasted a bit weird.
嗯哼，这里有两个地方我想要点出来，让大家知道一下。第一个就是就，就这个字呢，英文的解释是什么？
Many meanings, okay? So it can mean just, right, then, precisely. Mm-hmm. So let's use it in context if we're in a taxi cab. Stop right here, like just right here.
就停在这里，就停在这里。
So this has two, both just and right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we were to use it for if, then?
如果你不来，我就走了。If you don't come...Then I will go.
Yes.
Yes, I'm leaving.
Nice.
Yes, 你不来我就走了 Okay. 你不吃饭 if you don't eat, 我就不给你看电视 I won't let you watch TV. That's what mom usually say to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then here, when he eat the cucumber salad, 凉拌黄瓜 Chinese make dishes a lot of time using garlic, vinegar, and soy sauce.还有sesame oil.
Right.
Then when they mix it together,、mm-hmm. yeah, 那个就叫做凉拌、Sprinkle. 凉拌黄瓜。然后呢，他吃的时候就觉得 right then,
precisely at that moment,
他就觉得味道、oh, the taste, yeah, 有一点奇怪。
Right.
奇怪 is kind of weird, strange, not right.
Something's off.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And we've all had that moment. We've taken a bite of something, and they're just.
Mm-hmm. So, 我们这里味道可以讲那个 taste, 然后味道黄瓜的味道，然后讲到奇怪，奇怪可以说他这个人很奇怪，或者是说这个味道很奇怪。
I like to use it on people.
可以的。不新鲜，那你还吃？
If it wasn't fresh, then why did you eat it?
新鲜。
Fresh.
嗯哼，新 new, 鲜 fresh, 新鲜 fresh. We also say 海鲜 is seafood,、mm-hmm. 海鲜。那这里说那你还吃？那我们讲过那。这个字的意思就是 in that case.
Right, in that case, why'd you eat it?、
Mm-hmm, 你还吃。
Exactly. Someone always tries to say, you know, they weren't there in that situation, and they always try to say, well, then why'd you eat it? It's like, hey, you would have done the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
Probably it was just in that moment after it hit their mouth, you know, like, jiu, and then I felt it. So I didn't know.
我觉得他可能肚子很饿 he's very hungry.Mm-hmm. 然后呢，他又喝啤酒，所以他就一直吃，一直吃，
一直一直一直。
所以不新鲜，他还是吃。哎呀，我后悔极了，当时我太饿了。
Man, I really regret it. I was so hungry at that time.
后悔
is regret.
嗯哼，我后悔极了 ，extreme。刚刚我们说，我后悔得不得了。我肚子痛得不得了，你可以说我后悔死了。Regret to
just I regret to death.
So regret.
Yes.
Because he's so painful. He's so hurt now. Okay. 看你这么不舒服，你最好去看一下医生。
You look so uncomfortable. You better go see a doctor.
这么不舒服。这么
so uncomfortable intensifies. So this is going to intensify something, and you're going to put it before the adjective.
这么高
Ooh, so tall.
这么漂亮
so beautiful. So
这么
pretty.
好吃
absolutely delicious.、
Mm-hmm. 然后这里还讲到你最好去看医生，最好你 you have better.
You must. You、mm-hmm. better. You know, mama's telling you, you better go see the doctor.
但是你也可以说你应该去看医生，建议他去看医生。但是这里应该最好又再多强一点。
最 is like the best.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the best decision that you have right now.
Yeah, it's kind of suggestion, you know.
Right.
Like,
I think your best option would be to go to the doctors.
对。你可以帮我预约吗？
Can you help me make an appointment?
帮我。
Mm-hmm.
帮我预约，帮我煮饭，帮我做菜。
Yes, help me for me.
Yes. 你不用预约了，你现在就去看急诊吧。
You don't need an appointment. Go to emergency care.
Yeah, he is
in so much pain.
Yes, 肚子很痛，痛死了，痛极了。所以他不需要打电话，挂号预约，他只要赶快去看急诊。
So now that we've finished the dialogue, let's focus on a few vocabulary words.
脸色
Complexion
你也可以说气色，你的气色看起来很好，你的脸色看起来很好。
Yeah, so we use it in a negative form, but you can also use it, you know, you have very nice complexion.
对。半夜
Midnight
半夜就是大概大部分我们所讲的就是晚上十二点钟是半夜
12 o'clock、
味道
Taste
这个菜的味道很好
So this food tastes very good
我闻到什么味道我闻到一个香香的味道或臭臭的味道都可以用味道
Alright, so something that smells goodSmells nasty, a little funky.
所以吃的味道，闻的味道。预约
Reservation, appointment.
打电话预约，在餐馆定位。
So you can call to get a restaurant reservation.
或者是剪头发预约，事先预约。
You know, an appointment to get your hair cut. So this can be used in all sorts of reservation and appointments.
急诊
Emergency.
你也可以说急诊室。
So this is the emergency room, the noun. So you have an emergency, emergency room.
急诊，急诊室。我不舒服，我生病。
All right, guys. 我是 Grace.
我是 Jenny.
再见。
我们下次见。
Yes.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 4083. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/4083 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/4083.